welcome. And how is everybody doing today on this wonderful Friday? I've got a wonderful guest on with me today. That is Brady Klein. And he is going under the name of DJ B because he does little kind of DJ shows. We've had him on the show before today. And yeah, so we're excited to have him. How you doing, man?
I'm great. I'm excited to be back. Thank you for having me. Second time's a charm, really.
It's yeah.
Good to be back.
You do like kind of like sets in a way where it's like you don't stop to play a different beat. You just kind of morph it all into together. I think it's part of that soundboard mixing you do right there.
Yeah, I try to mix as much as I can. If not, then just fade it pretty well so it sounds like I'm mixing it enough. So trying to mix as much as I can so it gets a really cool sound, combining a lot of cool new songs, maybe some oldies in today's mix as well.
Anyway, so yeah, I look over there and I was kind of fidgeting around with it and playing around with it before we came on today, and it's kind of a difficult, kind of a weird maneuver that you have to do to kind of get those songs to kind of fuse into each other and have the effects all sound, you know, in place and whatnot. Like, how long is it really taking you to kind of master the board?
Ooh, it's a pretty new board for me. I've had this board for about right around 10 months to almost a year. So it's fairly new compared to the one I had for about right around 3 or 4 years before. So I'm still getting used to it. I'm still learning new things about it every day. But the basic things down, figuring out how to match all the beats, change the BPM, get all the songs uploaded, preview them. It took me right around, I want to say probably all 10 months that I've had it. So I'm still learning new things every day, like I said.
So yeah, we have DJ B on today, and you are kind of like a you go around to different events. Like, I know you do a lot of bar mitzvahs and stuff like that. What other kind of stuff do you work? Like, do you work a lot? Like, it's what I'm saying. Like, business wise,
yeah, a lot of bar and bat mitzvahs, like you said, a lot of corporate events. I'm sort of fading away from the smaller birthday parties. My younger brother's getting into DJing now too, so he's sort of taking those for me, the smaller ones, because when I go off to college next year, he'll be taking my in-town clients, so he's taking over my in-town business, so he's sort of being incorporated into this as well. So a lot of bigger corporate events and a lot of bar and bat mitzvahs mainly.
That's very cool. I'm a musician myself. I wish my brother was kind of like, do you guys at your house, do you have like a kind of like a DJ set up with lights and stuff?
Yeah, we actually do. In our basement, we have an area where our ping pong table, we have a ping pong table, but we just moved it out of the way. So that whole area, my DJ stuff set up on one side, his is on the other side facing each other. And we sort of battle back and forth.
That's
sometimes.
That's pretty awesome.
And
that would be cool thing. We should have a brother show off
battle
here.
Battle of the brothers.
But yeah, that would be a pretty interesting show.
Fun.
Yeah. So anyway, we have DJ B on the show today. He's going to do a set for us here in a little bit. Ryan, my co-host, my lazy co-host, is just now walking into the studio.
On.
What's up, Ryan? How you doing? Get on the mic. We got to say hi to everybody. Ryan, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm sorry, Ben. Sorry I haven't been here. I had to work out some other things with radio. I had to deal with another show. But I'm here, and I'm sorry I had to miss last week, too.
Oh, it's good to have you back, man. It's good to have you back.
Anyway. Last show, my throat was just all groggly and it sounded terrible. I'm like, oh, I don't want to ruin the show.
We all
with
have
my
those
voice.
Days. We all have those days. We don't blame you. Anyway, so before we came on the show, we had a good song from the Radiohead, one of the greatest alternative bands. I don't know if you guys have heard any news about Radiohead, but they're making their first comeback in the first time since about 5 years. So yeah. Anyway, I don't really know why I was gonna say that. Anyway, I was trying to link into my next song because we are going to be taking a quick break and then coming back here on DJ B and having him do our little set for it anyway. So up next, we are going to have the Strokes with a classic song from them called Reptilia, and then we'll be right back after this, guys. You are tuned into WHJ 91.3 here on Freestyle Friday, student radio time, whatever you want to call it. I have my co-host next to me, Ryan. How are you doing, my man?
I'm doing pretty good. We got DJ B back in the studio.
You seem out of breath, Ryan.
I am a little out of breath. That's
Ryan's been running around. He's been late
water.
To the show, and then he's like, oh, I got to go get a water during this music break.
I'm good. I'm good now.
You're all right, man.
Just sip it down. You're fine.
Anyway, so yes, we have DJ B across. Now, Brady is, of course, I don't know if you know, he is also a member of our radio staff here, and he has just always been kind of that guy to go to when we need an extra person on the show. So it's nice to have you back, man. And I kind of want to know, and I want the viewers to know, what do you do here at the station? What shows do you host?
I'm a part of a lot of the sports broadcasts. I'm in the sports department here. Love doing that. Always have. I'm a part of Hound Pound Sports Talk every Thursday. SRT, interviewing coaches, players throughout Carmel High School sports, And then Saturday morning's part of Big Three Sports Talk, me, Jack Kaiser, and Samuel Wiederhalf, the one and only. And that's just everything sports from high school to the pros.
Yeah, some pretty cool stuff. I've had a couple listens of their shows actually as well, and I think it's a very, very great program. The sports department is very impressive, and they have a lot of pride around here in these parts. So, yeah.
With all that radio that you do and the schoolwork that you have, how do you have time for doing all this DJing stuff?
Well, it's kind of helpful that most of the DJing stuff is on the weekends, which is really helpful. More Friday nights, Saturday nights, which sometimes conflicts with some of the sports broadcasts, especially basketball season when it's almost every Friday and Saturday night. So this is sort of a downtime for DJing when I'm broadcasting basketball. So it's really mainly weekends, so it's pretty easy to handle, and they're not crazy long events either, only 4 or 5 hours or so. So I have the ability to manage everything else.
All right, man. What do you want to take it away?
Sure.
Right on.
We'll be right back. The night was warm, we were bold and young. All around, the wind blows, we would only hold on to let go. Darkest, fire gun, we need someone to lean on. Darkest, fire gun, all we need is somebody to lean on. Darkest, fire gun, we need someone to lean on. Darkest, fire gun, all we need is somebody to lean on. Thank you. me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to be to go over everything. They say the time's supposed to heal you, but I ain't done much for you. Hello, can you hear me? I'm in California dreaming about who we used to be when we were younger and free. I've forgotten how it felt before the world fell at our feet. There's such a difference between us and a million miles.
Look at what you've done. Stand still, falling away from me. When it takes so long, fire's out. What do you want to be? Now I'm holding on. Myself was never enough for me. Gotta be so strong. There's a power in what you do. Now every other day I'll be watching you.
JB here on WHJ 91.3. Killer stuff, man. How you doing over there?
I am feeling good. How about you guys?
He's been. If you've just tuned in with us and you're hearing this crazy, amazing, what do you call it? EDM?
Yeah, probably EDM.
EDM. Yeah, okay. So that we've been having about a 20-minute session here of DJB here on our Freestyle Friday student radio time. Ryan is at my side. We've been sitting here the entire time, kind of like dancing up and down, and people are walking by us in the hallway, and it's just hilarious because everyone keeps looking in at us and just thinking we're total goofballs. But
I looked out in the hallway, and there was this kid walking with one of his friends, and he was like bumping his head and getting into it. His friend was just looking at him. I'm like, what are you doing? No, that kid is right. This is an amazing performance by Brady. Yeah. Thank you, Brady.
Thank you, guys.
It was actually really cool, too, because his little brother, who we were talking about earlier, came in, actually, and they're sitting over here on the board just taking turns hitting, like, different beats on the pad over there. I don't even know. It's a bunch of different cool lights and stuff. It's lighting up right now, but, yeah, I don't know. It's just really cool stuff, and it's a really awesome art form as a whole as well. He's still doing it right now as I'm talking to him. Anyway,
multitasking.
That's what
you got to do.
So you try to kind of. I mean, it's a bunch of different songs, right? And you kind of to sample other stuff from people and add your own little samples here and there. How long does it take you to kind of put that together, or do you just like play whatever comes to your mind while you're doing a set?
Most of the time when doing a set, I'll go in with a basic preset list with just with a couple songs, some newer music that I have that I make sure I want to play, test out to see how it sounds. And other than that, I just sort of go with the flow and see where it takes me.
Yeah, man. That's very cool.
Now, what happens, though, like, because you had to transition the songs perfectly. What happens when you mess it up? Do you just, like, try to play it off like you meant to do that?
I actually had one of those. I had a mess up where I got my beats mixed up and just sort of was sort of about half a beat off. Tried fixing it, just did not sound good. I tried throwing a filter on it real quick and tried mixing it as quick as I could. So it's a sort of sleight of hand, try to get it done as quick as you can. So I did have one of those, but it's try to get it done as quick as you can.
Very cool stuff. Well, I'd like to thank you all for tuning in today here on Freestyle Friday, Student Radio Time. Ryan, what do you think about our guest today? Should we have him back? I think we should. I love having Brady here because I sit in here and I just I rock out. I jam in my own little hippie way that I do. But anyway, so yes, we are going to close it out for today. It's been a great day. I hope you guys are enjoying your stay here on WHJ 91.3 and keep it going here throughout the rest of the day, this wonderful Friday. We got one great song coming up from you along with another great bunch of music coming at you afterwards. Anyway, so we're going to take it out of here, and I will see you guys next week.